Hello, this is the Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shorting lesson, 2 minutes. US sanctions are hurting Huawei, as the Chinese telecoms company is struggling to replace Google apps on its mobile phones. The company's executives told the Financial Times, saying it will be years before they can develop their own alternatives. Harley-Davidson resumes production of its LiveWire all-electric motorcycle following a manufacturing and delivery suspension due to an undisclosed charging mechanism problem that only affected one bike. Existing owners can resume charging their bikes at home, as the company had urged them to charge at dealerships only. Australia's largest media groups, including News Corp Australia, blacked out the front pages of their newspapers yesterday as an unprecedented action to protest against government interference and excessive secrecy after police raids on journalists and new laws targeting whistleblowers. The Your Right to Know campaign cites the large number of court cases in Australia subject to media suppression orders, secrecy laws targeting public sector whistleblowers, and weak freedom of information laws. A report from Gemini's Security Research Labs says there were two possible hacking scenarios for Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Researchers created applications supposed to offer horoscopes and generate random numbers, but they could actually record and log conversation from users' smart speakers. These applications have been removed, and Amazon and Google are reviewing processes to prevent similar applications from being available. Enterprise software firm SAP signs a 3-year partnership with Microsoft to help business transition to cloud services. With terms undisclosed and known as Embrace, the joint effort combines Azure servers with SAP database tools. As part of the arrangement, Microsoft will offer SAP software direct to business customers. This was Just Shot of Tech Coffee, find us at OnThisMedia.com.